Jelly and jam. Preserves. Difference between preserves and jam? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yes. I when I think of preserves, I think there's more apt to be the whole fruit in it. That's my idea. Mm-hmm. And jam, I think to be more like a butter, maybe. Now, that's...
There's pieces of this, at least pieces of the whole fruit.
In the, yes.
In the preserve.
In the preserves, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I had an apple here in my hand, and you wanted it, and you might ask me, would you please give me...
Will you please hand me the apple?
All right.
Or give me the apple?
All right.
Or may I please have the apple, I probably would say.
Suppose we were... this is delightful to think about. Suppose we were making a cake together in the kitchen, and you needed an egg, and just one. Needed an egg. You might ask me... I was standing near the refrigerator. You said, would you please hand me...
An egg.
All right. And if you wanted a... You wanted...
Two. I'd say two eggs.
All right.
Or more.
Now, suppose you wanted me to give you a spoon. Would you say, please hand me...
Will you please hand me a spoon?
All right. And suppose I had an orange, and you say, please hand me...
Hand me an orange. Mm-hmm.
How about apple?
Please hand me an apple.
Okay, good. We do have a distinction between and apple. Apple or an apple.
An apple. Mm-hmm. An apple.
If you're talking about a group of boys, you say it's not one of these boys, it was one of...
The other group.
Or you end the sentence with boys. It's not one of these boys,
but
it's one of
the, well, those boys. That's right.
Now, if something's not right here, it might be way over...
On the other side, or yonder.
Yonder's what I was after. If I'm doing something wrong, you say, don't do it that way, do it...
This way.
If you didn't hear what I said, and you wanted me to repeat it, you'd say...
I beg your pardon.
Would you ever say, what's that? Or how's that?
No, not either of those.
If we wanted to distinguish between a couple of men, you'd say, he's one man, but he's the man, I'm sorry.
That's
right. One man owns an orchard and the other man doesn't own an orchard. And the only way we can distinguish the two is that way. And you say, he's the man who...
He's the owner, or he's the man that owns it.
Or he's the man...
The owner. He's the owner.
That
owns the land.
That owns the land. Okay, mm-hmm. That's what... Now we have two boys, and we want to distinguish them. This boy's... We don't know much about. This boy's father's rich. And we want to talk about this one. We say, he's the boy...
He's the son of the wealthy man.
Or he's the boy who's...
Whose father is wealthy.
Okay. Would you say he's the boy... That has the wealthy father?
Yes.
Or who has the wealthy
father? Yes, who has the wealthy father.
Mm-hmm. Now, inside a cherry, sometimes we bite, we'll hit a...
a pit.
And inside a peach, we'll do the same thing.
Stone.
Now, there's some differences here of peaches. Some of them have one type of stone, another...
Yeah.
Can you tell me the distinctions?
Now let me see, the type of peach, a clingstone or a clingstone peach, or a freestone peach.
Okay. Do you ever call one a plum peach? You ever hear it called a plum?
Would you
call it a plum peach? I'm sorry, I better...
I probably would say a plum.
Uh-huh. How about a clear seed peach for a freestone peach? Would you have said that?
No, it would be a freestone.
By the way, back in the stone of the peach, would you ever call it a seed?
No, I would never call it a peach seed. No, no.
How about the cherry seed? Would you have called it a stone?